If you play with fire, you're liable to get burnt. But on Jim Lytle's farm, fire is what they grow. It's fire in the form of vegetables. We head to southern New Mexico on this edition of the American Countryside.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
There's a race going on in the ag tech sector, a race to unlock the true power of technology for America's farmers. And now the most trusted voice in agriculture invites you to unlock the power of ag tech. Join Farm Journal Media for the first ever Ag Tech Expo coming to Indianapolis December 11th through the 13th. It's your chance to sort through what's new, what's possible, and what will work best for your operation. Register now for the Farm Journal Ag Tech Expo December 11th through the 13th in Indianapolis at farmjournalagtech.com. That's farmjournalagtech.com.
Jim Lytle is a farmer in the Hatch, New Mexico area. He and his wife operate Hatch Chili Express. When Jim says chilies, he is referring to chili peppers. In his store, you will find red chili peppers and green chili peppers. And that leads many people to ask, what does the color difference mean?
Red chili is green chili, and it comes off the same plant. It's just a stage of maturity. You pick it green, and then later on it turns red, and you pick it red, and then you dry it, dehydrate it. Or you can dry it in the sun. We do a lot of sun-dried stuff, too.
There are over 480 varieties of chilies, and Jim's family has been instrumental in developing new varieties over the years. Like any other crop, there are versions that are more popular with the consumer.
Big Jim is the most popular green variety. People like it for the fresh market because it makes a big pot. It's heavy meat. It's got a medium heat to it, and it's real good for making rellenos, and you can chop it up and make green enchiladas and everything with it. Then the next one's probably the New Mexico 6, which is a mild variety.
There can be a huge difference between mild chilies and hot chilies, and a unit of measurement called a scoville is how you tell the difference.
It's broke down all the way from 0 to 300,000 scovilles, which is your habanero is a 300,000 scoville heat unit. Our Lumbre that we've just bred up is running somewhere around 15 to 20,000 scovilles.
Every Labor Day weekend, this small town features a chili festival that attracts up to 10,000 visitors. It's quite an event and a place that grows fire in the form of chilies. Traveling the countryside in Hatch, New Mexico, I'm Andrew McCrae.